Welcome to Radio Free Cybertron, your host, Brian Kilby.
Cut the music. This is my show now. Fat boy, play my music now.
What is this?
I ask the questions now, fat boy. I said that I would be back and here I am. Now, there is no force in the universe to stop me. I have bombs placed at every world capital preparing for the final, decisive stroke. It is good to be bad. Wah-ha-ha-ha!
What about the children? My god, man.
Shoot him. That music too. Wah-ha-ha-ha-ha! Foolish humans do not understand what they are dealing with. Hear it not, Brian, for it is a mill that summons thee to heaven or to hell. Oh no! It is the armed forces! It is the combined might of all the world's countries trying to take me down. Well, I will show them. Take that, Norman Schwarzkopf!
I'll take offense at that.
And now, I present you a new chapter in the book of Radio Free Cybertron. A wonderful new chapter! Now here is Jason and his talking griffin, Rexloch. Jason will be my second in command once the New Republic starts, that and he'll be your regular host too. Oh, and they are presented in C-Street audio for that amazing, low-fidelity sound.
Thank you, computer. This is Transmetal 2 Jasontron, the new host of Radio Free Cybertron. Oh, today's show we have the AT&T Buzz with John DeLuna, trivia, and a review of the obscure Japanese figure, God Panzer Lio. John, do the magic that you do so well.
How you doing, everybody? This is the ATT Buzz, and where to start this week? Well, Let's start with disturbing thread on ATT. You know, I have no idea how these things get started, but sometimes the stuff on that news group gets really scary. Like this. Who would win in an all-out war, humans or Transformers? What kind of question is that? You know, I mean, I guess it is kind of interesting because, well, there's so many variables. Which continuity do you use? The comic book Transformers were pretty weak, but the cartoon characters were pretty tough. And what do you believe? Just because the Transformers are bigger, they're stronger, and they're more intelligent, does that automatically mean they'd win? I mean, sure, yeah, they are bigger, but hey, that's a bigger target for us. And sure, they are stronger, but does that really matter with long-range wars? And sure, they're more intelligent, but so are computers. And look what happens when we put a virus in those computers. And don't say that we can't do that, because I saw Independence Day, and I do know the power of Macintosh, especially in the hands of Jeff Goldblum. Saved the world once, he can do it again from Optimus Prime. But all that aside, I think the biggest problem with that argument and this argument is that people want to use the Transformers, who were written and designed for kids and existed in a kid's medium, and they want to take that and pit them against real world humans and real world weapons and real world strategies. If you're going to be fair, you gotta use cartoon humans and the cartoon Earth as opponents. And they were just as bad, they were just as bungling as the Transformers. I think we've talked about that enough, so let's move on to something less depressing, but hopefully just as disturbing. How do you visualize ATT? I guess this question comes up every year, and some people say it looks and smells like a cesspool. Har har. And some say it's like a 10-year-old's bedroom. But personally, I say it's just like a nightclub. You've got a group that's out looking for a fight. They don't care what the subject is. They just want to squab with somebody. Then you've got the wallflowers. They don't talk. They just watch. After that, you've got the snipers. They listen in to somebody else's conversation. And when they feel like it, they jump in with what they think is some hip, cool one-liner. Then they run the other way. You see, they think it was funny, but they usually get ignored, or people talk behind their back. Oh, and let's not forget everyone at the bar. See, they get smashed on cheap beer, and then they post some rambling, unreadable crap at 3 in the morning, but it wouldn't be the same without them. Oh, and finally, there's Zobivore. Yep, Zobivore. That's the ATT Buzz. I'm John DeLuna.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, home of the world's best fried apple pies. Good.
Thanks, John. Your mere presence gives me goosebumps. Now, with the review of our obscure Japanese little friend.
Get me out of here! Get me out of here!
Shut up!
No!
Shut up!
Okay.
As I was saying, a review of God Panzer Lyra. It is one of the most beautiful and surreal action figures I have seen in all my days upon this earth. The main features of the robot form of the figure are the head actually features silver metallic horns and a rather long nose for a Transformer. I found it beautiful and bizarre all at the same time. And the articulated form featured rather large breasts, especially when you consider that it's supposed to be a male. And probably the most striking feature is a large silver metallic codpiece, rarely seen in any kind of Transformer. When it transforms, I was rather surprised to see it take the form of a duck, dung beetle fusor. It's, I can see why it's obscure, because, you know, a big metallic duck really does not strike fear into the hearts of the Decepticons, especially when you consider it's a six-legged duck. But, what the hey, you know, they're Japanese. I mean, this is a country where Iron Chef is aired in prime time, and the results are recorded in the newspaper. So, shine on, you crazy diamond. That's the review of God Panzer Liar.
Don't listen to him! He's evil! Evil!
Shut up!
Evil!
The computer told me this is my show. Out with you!
No! Optimus Prime, where are you? I need you!
Shut up!
Okay.
So, that was today's show. I hope you enjoyed your new host.
Clearia!
Shut up!
You need to do Clearia!
Trivia! Well, thank you, little buddy. I won't hit you next time.
Thank you, sir.
Here we go with trivia.
Hello, everyone. I'm Rob, Rattrap 007 Michael. I'm the host creator of this little segment. First off, I want to thank Brian for filling in for me for the past 2 weeks. Thank you, Brian. Now for the first order of business. I got bad news. Beast War Megatron has taken over my segment. He ordered Wasminator be put in charge of it. I still host, but now I'm under Wasminator's command.
Sir, Miss Fleshybot, talking to.
I'm just introducing the segment. Why, you got a problem with that, bug boy?
Yes, I do. Wasminator in charge. Wasminator gave no orders for Fleshybot to start. Fleshybot will do what Wasminator says!
Fine. What are your orders?
Wasminator commands Fleshybot to enter their segment.
I just did. Oh, well. Alright, let's start with last week's winners. Well, no, they're not winners exactly, just people who got it the question right. Albeit the question last week was fairly easy. The question was, who was the first Autobot to appear in Season 2? The answer was Powerglide. The winners? There were none. No one even wrote me. I guess no one mailed them to my email address, because Brian messed up a little bit. He said that my address was rmichael42@AOL.com. That's rmichael424@AOL.com. So if you want to guess at the question of the week, send it to rmichael424@AOL.com. Good. Okay, here comes this week's trivia question.
Fleshybot now in charge. Wasminator in charge. Wasminator will read question of the week.
Fine, you think you can do better? Be my guest.
Wasminator can do a better job than any Fleshybot. Okay.
You're holding it upside down, Nimrod.
Wasminator knew that.
What, does Wasminator not know how to read?
Wasminator orders Fleshybot to whisper what question says to Wasminator.
Fine.
Thanks that Wasminator has big fat thorns. Hey! Wasminator, not see what's so funny?
Want the real question this time?
Yeah. This time Fleshybot not make Wasminator look stupid.
Well, not that hard. Okay, here it is.
Okay, Wasminator knows it now. Alright, question of the week is, name the soap opera the Autobots were watching in Prime Target.
Alright. Send all your answers to me, and I'll see you all next week.
Wasminator not give orders to end segment?
Okay, can we end it now?
Yes.
Ugh! See you folks next week.
See you next week, too!
Buy me a pretty pony, Daddy. Please. I hurt on the inside.
That was Clea! I'm your little dog! Fido!
Shut up, little man.
I'm Fido!
Shut up.
Little do they know that the show is not over. Ha 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 ha. Now it is over.